Guys, welcome back to YU. Geschmack. All right. Please stop me if you don't hear me. So we were speaking about the mitzvah of mezuzah and the nature of the mezuzah that is based on this Gemara, Imsach Madav Dalid, the Gemara and the Shaila pertaining to Bedikas Chometz, Legabe Amaskir and a Sofer, who would be Chayiv. And Rashi and Rabbi David had their explanation to the Suffolk of the Gemara. Tosas had his explanation to the Suffolk of the Gemara. And finally, the Gemara says that there's no Raya because Mezuzah is different. Why is Mezuzah different? Says the Gemara, because Mezuzah is Choyvas Adon. So we pointed out that Tosos, all he does in the answer of the Gemara is he says it's not parallel to the Suffolk that we have by Bedikas Chometz that is changing from the maskir to the sofer, whereas when it comes to mezuzah, there is absolutely never going to be a chiyuv on the maskir, because even if there wasn't a sofer there, as long as the maskir is not using the house, there's no chobos on mezuzah. There's no halacha that the Gemara, what the Gemara is trying to tell us is, just because you own a house, if you're not dar in a house, so then that's not going to be mechayev you in a mezuzah. You need a dira of Yisrael in order to be chayav in a mezuzah. That's a qualification. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Whereas according to Rashi, Chayvas Hadar is telling us much more, that this is not parallel to the setup of the Gemara, which Rashi developed, that the Gemara's suffix is specifically on a level of the Rabbanan and is not parallel to the idea of the Bdikas Chametz that you found in the Mishnah. And it's a new type of suffix of Bdikas Chametz, because Rashi says that the Bedikas Chometz of the Mishnah is neutralized because there isn't a classic Baal Yirah Baal Yinotzeh because you have Bittul Chometz. Or according to Rabbi David, it's because over here you're missing the essential violence to violate Baal Yirah Baal Yinotzeh, either through Shalom or lacking Bereshu. So you need both in order to violate Baal Yirah Baal Yinotzeh. So therefore, over here, says Rashi, Masha'in came the mitzvah of mezuzah, that is Choyvas Hadar, and therefore, says Rashi, drumroll please, Rashi says that a soicher, once he lives there, is Chayiv in mezuzah. The mashmos of Rashi is that that's the Araisa, and not like the mitzvah, that the Indian that we're talking about here in the Gemara, that it's only the Rabbana. So we pointed out that this discussion that Rashi as in Sochim, Andaf, Dalit, Amid Aleph, seems to be a achlokes between the Baal HaTosfos in Meseches Menaches, Andaf, Dalit, Amid Aleph. What is the context of the Gemara in Menaches, Andaf, Mem Dalit? So the Gemara in Menaches is discussing the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and it compares the mitzvah of Tzitzis to the mitzvah of mezuzah, that after 30 days, if you borrow a beged of tzitzis, a borrowed beged is not chayiv in tzitzis, but after 30 days, oh, this welcome is not going to help me. Okay. After 30 days, the Gemara says, Tal shu'ula koso shimam turimin at tzitzis. Mikame ele chayavas, tanya nami ochi ador bepundiki. You find a similar concept when it comes to living in a pundiki, Eretz Yisrael, Vayis Bechut Floretz, Kol Shol Shem Yom, Platam and Amazuzim. Okay, but Eretz Yisrael is different than your Chayiv Miyad. So you have this concept, Halacha L'maisa, this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that if you rent a house in the Chutz Floretz for the first 30 days, you're going to be Pater from a mezuzah. Whereas if you buy a house right away, you're Chayiv because your buy list is right away. Fine. So comes along Taisus, and Taisus says, in the first day, that when it comes to mezuzah, says Tosis, when it comes to mezuzah, although when it comes to talis, even after 30 days, you're going to be patamidaraisa, comes along Tosis, this is what we saw yesterday, when it comes to mezuzah, beischa is being used to tell, not to exclude someone else owning the house, but rather, it's coming to tell you the way you put on the mezuzah, the way you walk, derech miyasta. And therefore, ultimately, what happens is that even if you're just a socher, and you don't own the house, says Tosis in the first day of an office, that you'd be chayiv in mezuzah min ha'tayr. Very strange, ask Tosis. Why is it that you have this chiyuv that's dependent on 30 days? What happens at 30 days? If essentially it's not related to bailus and basically doesn't exclude lack of ownership, so why shouldn't you be chayiv right away? So Tosis borrows from the Gemara in Baba Basra that you see that a person's living, a person's dira, changes after 30 days. So just like in terms of certain levels of dira, the Gemara Baba Basra is speaking about, that you're only considered a dar in a certain area, in a certain town, after 30 days, Tosis is extrapolating from there in the first day to say also that that's going to have ramifications on a level de oraisa to now be mechayiv a person in mezuzah only after he's considered dar, which is when? Post 30 days. That's what Tosis says in the first day.
Really?
Yeah.
According to Tosis, what's the hava mina of our Gemara then to compare mezuzah to b'dikas chametz if you rented out on the 14th, and the 14th is Dafka, according to Tosos, then there wouldn't be any Chiyuv Mezuzah, for sure, according to the Sofer.
According to Tosos, you rented out from the Masker to the Sofer, so now you want to know, so you want to know the Tashma, the Gemara brings a Raya from Mezuzah. So
there's no Chovas Adar for sure.
It's not the same Tosos, is it?
Oh, you're saying because it's not 30 days?
Yeah, it's not 30 days.
So why can't that be? What? It's not 30 days.
But there we say it is a theorem.
Yeah. Hold on, 1 second. But you still. Yeah. Why can't it be whenever it's relevant? Meaning, Stamazoi. Forget Tosis. Forget Rashi. Forget anyone. Let's ask your kasha. Abi Stamazoi. What's the Gemara bring Araya? Over here, B'dikas Chametz is Miyad, and over there, Mezuzah is after 30 days. That's not Akasha.
No, but my question is, the Gemara kind of compared the two.
Yeah, I'm saying, but that Akasha is a true, that differentiation applies according to everyone. The din is that Mezuzah only applies 30 days, but still you see that there can be a Chiyuv that applies to a Seifer, and that the Chiyuvim of the Bayis, whenever they're relevant, you know, every mitzvah has their different timing. Every mitzvah has their rules and regulations. I don't think necessarily that it has to mamish fit in terms of the same scheduling.
Okay.
I think that's the worst. The chiddush of places is that that's going to kick in even on a level of the oraisa, and that a chiyuv of a seicher par mezuzah is going to be menatayra after 30 days, whereas before 30 days, you're putter and gatz. Which is a fascinating chiddush, which leads to the second day in places. Second day in Tosis says, absolutely not. This place says, no, it's exactly what you thought. Really? 30 days shouldn't really make a difference. 30 days doesn't really convey anything, and that Gemara Baba Basra doesn't have implications in terms of Tosis. And the fact that it's so arbitrary that after 30 days, Chazal, we're going to be Mechayiv you, and beforehand you're going to be Pater, that shows that Menat Torah is really something essentially lacking in the Chiyuv of Mezuzah. So what is the relevance? Where did Chazal on a level of the Rabbanon get this concept of 30 days? So Zak Taisu, so Mir Yeshlamid, the Mezuzah Namim, the Rabbanon Trey based of Siva. No, there's a second drasha that the Gemara that we didn't realize, and it tells you that if you don't own it, you're actually Potter, based of Siva. Bahad the Boy, Besaif Hashem, Mezuzah Ami, the Parakal Amar of Sharjah Chubas Adar, Lab the Chiyuv Seif, but don't tell me that Chiyuv Seif is the Raisa like Mashmos of the Gemara there. Allahach Gemara, Pshit, the Shah Masker, and the Chayyah. King Chain of Dar. We know that the master is not chayiv because he's not living there. King Kar Kram of Sakh Zalvezar, the Torah of Bias, Nami, Mapkale, Mizuz, Mishani, Chayvus Adar. Erishin, Yirtza, Lo Yirdabo, Shalo Yishtamish, Bolo Tevin, Vikash, Lo Machai, Bahada, Mirish, Rapa. So that says places. So there, that's all places is. I'm sorry, that's all places is. So again, Tosis says that this is only going to be a chiyuv d'rabbanan. So where did this 30 days, where did the lucky number 30 days come from, Rabbi Yisai, from? What do you have to say according to Tosis? What?
Well, are there two down? First one down.
What's the second day according to Tosis, and then the second day that I'm explaining now? It holds only the Rabbanim. So why isn't it Miyad? What do you say? Technically, the Seicher is always Pachim. And we're just going to be Mechayev him with the Rabbanim because why? Exactly the same reason we're going to be Mechayev a guy who borrows a talus after 30 days. Even though technically he's Pachim. Midrabanan, it looks bad. It's Marasayim. It looks like this is yours. You're staying here for a while. You're staying here for a while. So now people are going to think, oh, you're actually own this house and you're violating a mitzvah of Bezuzah. So Midrabanan, they said, after a certain level of kmias, this is going to be a bad protocol. So therefore, we're going to be Mechayim. Nothing great like the Taisis, but nothing to do with Baba Basra. Nothing to do with that there's a Choy Besadna. But Rabbi Yisai, I want to point something out to you the second day in Taisis. I just realized this now. When the second day in Taisa says, ah, and now which the Gemara says all over Shas, that what? Mezuzah is Chaybis Hadari. So Taisa says what? That's not coming to tell us that the Socher is Chayiv Min HaTorah. That's coming to tell us that what? The Masker is Potter. Exactly like what? Tosos writes where, Rabbi Yisai? In Psachim, on Daf Dalet. So you see the same setup. You don't know for sure what the Taisus Deya is. You know for sure what Rashi's Shita, but you don't know for sure the Shita of Taisus. But it sounds like the second Deya in Menachos that Taisus is saying that the Chiyuv of Mezuzah is only the Rabbanan, and the Chiyuv of Sador never kicks in a Chiyuv onto a Seicher like Rashi says in Psachim Daf Dalet. Rather, Chiyuv of Sador is only a reason to neutralize the who, to neutralize the Maskir, and even if he wouldn't have the Seicher there, he would be Potter because he's not living there. And in order to live, you have to live as well as what else? You have to own, according to Taisus, in order to be Mechayim. Why is he Chayim after 30 days of Seicher? It's a bad protocol, but it was all made up according to the rabbis because Taka, there is a drasha of Beischa, Lema'it, Misha, Eino, Violin, namely a Seicher, a Shayel, and all of these people that don't own. That is the 2 days in Taisus. So you see that Rashi clearly held like the first day in Taisus and Menachos. Yeah, Moshe.
Oh, not to try to take us too off track, but I guess I'm struggling to understand why we have the idea of 30 days, but also the idea of Shmira. Meaning the whole idea of what was that?
So that's a Machlokes Rishon. According to Rashi, before 30 days, you don't live in something. If you don't own it. Again, if you don't own it. If you own it, you live there right away. If you don't own it, so how do we view it that you're actually living there? How do we kick in the Chayv HaSadar? There's no necessity to own it. It's after a kvias of 30 days. Masha'inkin, according to the second day, ain't a chanami. It's all arbitrary. It's just what it looks like. And only after a while does it become a bad protocol.
But when we say Shmira, meaning we're assuming that the understanding there is the Shmira coming from the mezuzah, meaning so how do we mix that together with the idea of, oh, it looks bad. Meaning, is the problem that it looks bad or the problem is that the house is not Shmira?
So again, this is what Moshe asked yesterday. For sure, according to the second day in Taisus, the fact that there's a necessity for Shmira doesn't come about. And the fact that there's an entity called Shmira, if their basic Chiyuv doesn't exist, the basic Chiyuv is not going to be Machayiv. Well, I said even according to Rashi, right? Even according to Rashi, you need Shmira there in the first 30 days, no? And you don't put it there. No one holds you have to put the there because of Shmira right away. The answer is because it's all Noveya that the Shmira comes once there's a basic Chiyuv of the Mitzvah. But if there's no basic Chiyuv of the Mitzvah, so then you don't just say just because of Shmira, let's put Mezuzahs everywhere. You're not Chayiv. Rashi just used Shmira. Again, I don't think Rashi is saying that this is only because of Shmira, because then Rashi should have to say that you have to put it on right away. Rashi is using Shmira as a svara of why this person, even though he doesn't own it, is also, you know, eligible for the mitzvah of mezuzah, even though he doesn't own it. And that's what caused Rashi not to be memayit, a lack of ownership, like Tosfos in the second day of Menachos Limits. Okay?
Rebel's on?
Yeah.
After 30 days, the socher is still only chayav midei rabbanan, right?
After 30 days, the Socher is only chayav midei rabbanan.
According to the second day in Tosfos.
The antithesis, yeah.
Because of Maranayin.
Right, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Nothing exists midei raisa because you have a miyut from Beischa that you lack ownership.
So they're both pater, midei raita.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. So Rabbi Isai, this is all very good and nice, and very interesting and a fascinating shita of Rashi. Rabbi Isai, it gets a little difficult because once you open up a Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuf Lamed Aleph, everything goes south. What is the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Aleph talking about? There's a fascinating parak in the 19th parak of Hilchos of Masechta Shabbos. Kedai limud, Rabbi Isai, if you ever find yourself in a Bein Hazmanim or a summer, you want to do a Geshmak a limud, I recommend that parak, the 19th parak of Shabbos. All about the mitzvah of milu. Okay? So the beginning of the parak talks about the major machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Whether or not milu we know is no for Shabbos, it's Mark quotes a pasuk that you're allowed to override milu, for you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos for the mitzvah of milu. By the way, what's the desecration of Shabbos in the mitzvah mila? What? Throwing blood. That's probably the most obvious. There are actually five shittas in the Rishonim. What the malacha potentially be?
Carrying.
Have to carry in order to do the mila. What else? What are the examples?
Wouldn't that be the same chashash as like a lulav?
Right. I'm saying the mila doesn't need to carry.
I think for the knife.
What? Cutting, what's the moth of cutting? Gozes.
Let's shoot them. Did someone say medamim?
Suvastav, hey, he understands that it's gozes because you're cutting the foreskin. It's like cutting off nails. Good. What else?
Is it completing something? I forgot.
You're being metaking the gavra.
Metaking.
Good. Beautiful. What else?
Why would Mila be after? Is that the question?
Could be Makab Patish, meaning it's like the kind of the last.
Makab Patish is Tikkun. What else is there?
Is this about Mila specifically?
Send it to us or Shama.
Yeah.
Said very good.
Tovea. No?
I should say Veya. Good. What else?
Sechet Dash.
Maybe Dash. All right, I don't remember. All right, so it's a fascinating question. Mar just assumes that there's a Malacha. Never really tells us what the malacha is. Favorish it does. There's a mashmos in the Gemara Kuvah of what the malacha is. Okay, good. Not for now. Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Elazar had a fascinating chiddush, and that's really the first two blad of the Rabbi Elazar the Mila is on this chiddush of Rabbi Elazar. It's called Rabbi Elazar the Mila. What was Rabbi Elazar's chiddush? Rabbi Elazar's chiddush is that not only the Mila itself is doing the Shabbos, but whatever malacha you're going to be involved in, whether it's the Tilas the Shama, like Jeremy said, Pashtus, that's the push of Shabbos, that you have to take out blood. Which is necessary for the milah, which is, by the way, Rabosa, if you have a clamp and you're not going to have dam on when it comes to the milah, it can be a problematic milah. That's part of the Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that you need the dam to be yotzes when it comes to the mitzvah of milah. It's part of the process of milah. Rashi writes like that. There's good. So we know that the milah is going to be involved with desecration, but what about the preparation process? What about sharpening the knife? What about the mole driving a car, getting there? What about all of these machshirei mila, which is the first sugya in Rabbi Elazar the mila? And it doesn't only pertain to machshirei mila. The Gemara discusses it, legabe machshirei lulav, legabe olis. What if you have to cut down a lulav from the tree? Is that also included in being doyech Shabbos? So Rabbi Elazar says, who is a drasha, who b'chol machshir? So the Gemara there asks, so why doesn't Rabbi Elazar also apply this principle of Ubechol Machshira to what else? To tzitzis and to mezuzah, right? So what does the Gemara answer, Rabbi Isai? Anyone remember? Gemara on the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph on days in the Sefer Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Elazar limits his chiddush legabe the din of Ubechol Machshira to not apply to mezuzah. Why? Why don't you say that I could even do a malacha to get the mezuzah onto this house on Shabbos? Why, Rabbi Isai? Because it's beyond the laugh, Kiron. Because he could create a situation that what? That he'd be putter in the mitzvah. By the way, just as an aside, wow. Moshe, a lot of tangents today. Just as an aside, are you allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos? So
this stage, like it's an Arabian, no?
Remember this, Rabbi Isai. Write this down. Remember this. You're going to ask me from this. Are you allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos? Remember this when we learned Daf Daladom and Bezer. Say, stay tuned. I don't want to ruin it now. I was about to ruin it, and I just realized that we have a future sugya coming up that's going to discuss this. So we're going to remember this when we get to the Ramban and Tosfos and Yirtzeh Hashem in the future. Major Shaila Lalof for Machzor on Shabbos coming up. Stay tuned. Come your attractions.
Citizen stay chesed.
Stay chemed. No, I'm not telling you anything. Hold on. I just realized I speak too much sometimes. So Rabbi Sai says to the Gemara and Shabbos all the other lot here. Who has a kasha for me? Who has a kasha for me? Yelled a lot of people in the room. All the other lot here. Who has a kasha for me? Trevor, you guys hear me?
Yes.
Does that help?
Yeah, because yes. I didn't hear kasha, Scott.
Isn't it a derabanan when it's a socher?
Therefore what?
So therefore it's a
situation. It's a chovas adar. Even if you're mafke, you're living there, so you should be chavim mezuzah.
So you're asking according to who? Isn't this gemara of a favor sharia against who?
Tosfos
Menachos?
Tosfos Menachos is a safe answer.
I play it safe.
Against Rashi where? Sochan where? Thank you. And the first day I'm Tosfos Menachos. Rabbi says that the fierce Gemara against them. Sabam Raya. Everyone hear the Kasha? Isn't the Gemara telling you that what's essential for mezuzah is what? Is bailus? Who speaks this out? Beferish Rabosai? I'm the Gemara and Shabbos. Who speaks this out? Beferish?
Rashba.
Who? The Rashba. The Rashba says that you see from this Gemara that a Sefer is Potter in a Torah. Because he's lacking what? He's lacking bailus. Because the Gemara is telling us that according to Rabbi Lazar, once you're mafkir, you're not going to be chayav mezuzah anymore. And you, any time that you have the ability to get out of the mitzvah through hefker, we're not going to have the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar of hu v'chol machshiru, of machshiri mitzvah doicha shabbos. So the Rashba says, you see beferish that what you need essentially for every mitzvah of mezuzah is bailus. That's a bomb kasher, they say, we're stuck. We thought we were wrapping and rounding the corner. We thought we were rounding the corner. At the end of this sugya, the Rash is really stuck with it. So how do you get around the Rashba's time? Avaisai, if you think that this isn't relevant, I sent you a tshuva. Did anyone have a chance to see the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer? Iffy, a little bit.
How is it Araya again?
Really on the market. This is just like... And now, you know, afterthought, like a little dessert, a little cream on top. So, yeah, it's a little cream on top. So listen to this cream on the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer has a following shaila. He wants to know, guys, listen to this. I want to know if any of you have ever thought about this. People have to be treated in a hospital for more than 30 days. Why don't they have to put a mezuzah? So said the Avnei Nezer, well, we got to analyze this, Shiloh. First of all, they don't own their room, right? So let's just break this down. Does a person who doesn't own the property have to, is he mechuyev ben atayr, is he mechuyev ben rabbanan, what's the nature of the chiyuv? So that is it, because it's going through our sugya. Rashi and Sachim and Tosfos Menachos and all the other Rishonim that took sides in this basic machloika is, do you darshan beischa, do you not darshan beischa? Is it only derech biascha? Is it also that you need bailos? Fine. But then the Avnei Nezer actually takes that side. And he says, that's the most fascinating part of the tshuva. The Avnei Nezer says, but honestly, Rashi and the first day in Tosfos Menachos, to me, makes absolutely no sense. You know why? Because of the Gemara Shabbos on Kuf Lamad Aleph. And therefore, he thinks it's pashut that at most, a person who's not a violent and this person who's staying in the hospital would at most be chayav on what level of my side? Midrabah. Because the Gemara Shabbos cited, like the Rashba wrote Beferish, that what? You need bailus in order to be mechayev ben mezuzah. And Rashi and Sachin is dead wrong. Then the Avnei Nezer takes another step. He says a fascinating chiddush. He says in this terms of the hospital, He thinks that that they're also going to be potter even on the level of the Rabbanah. Why would they be potter even on the level of the Rabbanah? Let's see if we can think Abin Ezer did.
Rebel's on.
1 second. What? Yeah, what's this part? Let's hear. There's no Mar Sinai. Why is there no Mar Sinai? Nobody in their right mind is going to think that you are going to actually look like the owner of the hospital. The owner of the hospital is not in the hospital. The owner of the hospital is living in some other island, reaping benefits off the hospital. You know, that's not the owner of the hospital. That's not what it looks like to own a hospital. The person who's treated there, that never looks like a hospital. So you can stay there for 60 days. You can stay there for 90 days. You don't ever look like the owner of the hospital. So he thinks the whole schiv of Marasayim never comes up. This is actually interesting. Everybody said this is something Rabbi Eger brings up in Hilchos Mezuzah. He wants to know what about people in prisons that are there for over 30 days? Usually the sentencing is for longer than 30 days. Do you have to be mechayev them in the mezuzah? Are they like a sofer? So the Kiva Eger brings up a following shiloh. Well, Yashiv actually speaks about this in Yuma. It comes up with Gabi, the Gemara in Yuma that Iral from base, that the Gemara talks about whether or not the lishka of the Kayin Gadol had to be mechayev and mezuzah. Do you say dira bal karcho shmei dira? So the same thing might be relevant for hospitals. If you hold dira bal karcho is not shmei dira, and he doesn't want to be there, just like he doesn't want to be in the prison. It's a shaila in the poskim about the prison. How you paskin about dira bal karcho shmei dira? So if you hold dira bal karcho is lav shmei dira, like the Gemara suggests over there, that possibility. So then that would have an afkamino also gavi beis hachola. He doesn't want to be there. He's just there and to be treated. That would be another reason to potter. Yeah. Zach.
Oh, no, I was going to answer the Marat Ayin question.
Oh, I thought you were asking a question. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
There are cases of people that like specifically want to go to jail for a better life than they have outside of jail.
Interesting.
Would that be...
Okay.
I feel like those aren't the ones who need a mezuzah on their door.
Maybe those people should go to a beis hachol. They need help. Yeah, okay. But I hear that's a good shiloh. Okay, good. Very good. Fine. So Rabbi Isai, we're stuck. Ultimately, we're stuck. What are we going to do with that gemara? Anyone have an answer? Why, like Avni just said, running out of time, this meeting will end 10 minutes. Upgrade now to remove the 40-minute deadline. Upgrade. Oh, no, that's going to charge you?
Yeah. You
Okay, fine.
And like,
guys, in 10 minutes, we're going to send you a reset. Rabbi Isai. Okay. Rabbi Isai, how are we going to deal with this kasha? This is a murderous kasha. This, you guys should have been yelling at me during Seder. Abinizer said this is the reason why Rashi is wrong. That's big. That's pretty gutsy. How is Rashi going to get out of this Gemara and Shabbos? Can't just say we don't pass him like that.
Doesn't he use the drasha from Beischa?
A carrot. He doesn't darshan Beischa. The opposite.
No, Beischa doesn't include someone who's owning the home. It's just the yamen.
So how do you deal with the Gemara and Shabbos?
Wasn't there two Beischas?
That's according to Tosfos and Menachos, not according to Rashi.
Oh.
How do you deal with that Gemara and Shabbos? There are both sides.
Hey, Rabbi,
I have to say, yeah.
According to Rashi and Pesachim, you have to own the house or like the geographical like property.
You don't have to own anything according to Rashi.
You have to own anything?
No.
Didn't Rashi? I mean. Just because the socher doesn't own the house, does he still own like the rishus when he's there?
Oh.
Do as he please.
To best of my knowledge, a socher doesn't own anything; he's just renting. You can't sell it. What's that? How do you prove that someone owns something? They can sell it. They can invest with it. They can do what they want with it. It's my control. It's my bylaws. Socher can't do that. You have a limited time. How long you're going to stay here? And I own the actual property. I'm giving you the ability to use it. That's not bios. But I think what Avi's touching on, maybe, might be the following. Avi is distinguishing between what Rashi's talking about and what the Gemara is talking about. Now say again, Avi. How does Rashi learn our Gemara? The Gemara wanted to bring a Raya. The Gemara wanted to say that you could bring a Raya to the Chiv of Bdikas Chametz from Mezuzah. And the Gemara, what's the Gemara's answer? No, Mezuzah Chayvas Hadarhu. How did Rashi learn that the Gemara as opposed to Tosos? Rashi learned that what? That's why a Seicher is Chayav Mide Oraisa. He is the pivotal one. He's the one who's Chayav. Mashe Enkein. Where it comes to Mezuzah, where it comes to Bdikas Chametz, right? Rashi says that is Mechayev proactively, the Socher. But why? Even according to Rashi, Rabbi Yisrael, there is a limitation. The Socher's Chiyav Hadar Mide Oraisa only kicks in when? 30 days. Why? Because you still need something. What do you need? Need to be considered a what? I say that in Hebrew. You need to be a dar. And until a dar is not automatic. Dar, if you're missing bilus, if you don't own this house, the dira is not automatically signaled, is not automatically emanating from being in that house. So you need to be there for 30 days to be considered a dar. What would you say if I would say the following idea? Maybe Rashi was talking, when you're living in a normal house and you're renting a house, we can see and we can recognize a dira, a chayvas hadar, after 30 days that now can kick into a raisa, like the Gemara of Basra that says an inhabitant of a normal house and dwelling after 30 days is considered an inhabitant, and that even kicks in on a level of the raisa. But maybe perhaps, Rabbi, so you have to say the following chiddush. That only applies, like Avi's saying, in a normal house in a rental situation. But if you're living in a hefter matziv, if you're mafkir your life away, if you are now living in a house and you're mafkir the house, that's not normal living. That's not going to kick in what? A chayvas hadar. And in order to be mechayev al tadira, you have to have that what? That this isn't a hefter dwelling. A fascinating chiddush of the chayra has to come out of the Gemara according to Rashi. It's not that you need ownership that the Gemara and Shabbos was saying why the mezuzah is bought. It's that if you're mafkir, that's another way to now, even after 30 days, to lose the chayvas hadar. Because no one lives normally in a hefker dwelling. You don't live in a garbage can. You don't live in a park. You don't live in a matzav of hefkeris. It's a big mussar board over here, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't live in a matzav of hefkeris. If you're in a matzav of hefkeris, that means you're not dar. That means you're not dwelling. That's a nomad. That's a person. That's a Bedouin. That's a person that's going from place to place. He goes from our ear miklat to our miklat. That's not a dira. You lose your sense of a self. You lose your sense of a place. You know, I think I told you guys this year, right? The Michta Melio, that he says that the ear miklat is takin oinashibim bismanazeh. Those people that have to fly around from place to place, even if it's on business, it's not, you know, it's such a concept of a galus. You never have a sense of kvius. You never have a sense of residing anywhere. You don't have a sense of makom. Why? So the Mishnah of the Old says, because you weren't sensitive to the makom originally, and you weren't careful in the way you dealt with people around you. So there is a concept of being a dar. There is a concept of being a dar, and therefore that's going to be lost when you have the chiyuv of mezuzah in a matzah. If you're dar in a hefker, you're not going to have a chiyuv of mezuzah even if it's after 30 days, because now you're not being dar. So Rabbi Sai, that's what comes out la'alacha about all these shitas and these cases. But there is a machlekes rishayim that takes it one step further. Shaila is, what happens if I have ownership, which l'chor according to everyone would be mechayev me, not only be mechayev me, but mechayev me on the first day number one, if I own the house. But included in my ownership is an ownership with a goy. I have a shutzvus with a goy. So, the hashtus in the Gemara in Menachos, in the Gemara in Kulin, is to say, as David and Jeremy pointed out, is to say from Gemara learns out from the Ma'ar Nirbu that that you even a shutvus would be still chayav. However, the Mordechai comes la'alach, and the Mordechai says, no, it's not the case. And if there's a shutuf of a guy, you're going to be potter. And he says the only time that shutvus would be chayav of Gemara in Marbe is talking about a shutvus with another Yisrael. Comes along Reb Kiva Eger in his Chuvus and Simon Samachlov, and he thinks that this shaila of whether or not shutvus would be chayav and potter hinges and is not an independent machlekes. But he thinks that it really is dependent on our machlekes rishonim as well, between Rashi and the other day in Tosis, or Rashi and Tosis Rishonim, if you learn the way we're suggesting. And what? Are we losing you? You're still there. Okay.
I think it's like a minute left.
Okay. So Rashi and Tosis.
Well, it says less than a minute.
Less than a minute. Do we want to reboot?
Yeah.
Before I say this? Okay, let's go.
I'm sending in a new link.
Do you need bailus? Are you dashing base cloth to be mamayik? If you don't have bailus, then you're not chayav in a mezuzah, and a sefer would be potter from mezuzah minat Torah. Or do you not need bailus? So therefore, says Reb Kiva Eger, that should also be dependent on this very shayla, whether or not you need to be the sole proprietor. That if you have to own it, so then the mela, the fact that a goy is involved in this ownership, like the Mordechai's opinion, that's going to be potter. And if what? And if you hold that bios is not necessarily like Rashi and Sachim Adav Dalid, so then what? So then, also, Shutvus of Akum shouldn't be affected because technically over here, I am still dar in this house. And Reb Kiva Eger suggests that all the Rishonim add up and are all Lishitasim on this.
Wait, Rebbe, what's the difference between Shutvus Akum and Shutvus Goy? By both, you don't have complete Shutvus.
What Julian and Ellie pointed out is that there's a major kasha on the sheet of Reb Kiva Eger. That Reb Kiva Eger thinks that this all lines up and everything's working with Shutvusam, and it's our old Shiloh that we have from the Gemara Pesachim Daf Dalet about the nature of the mitzvah mezuzah and whether or not these need phylus. But if you analyze or say the Rashbas and you add and put the Rashbas together, it doesn't come out the way Reb Kiva Eger presents. Because the Rashba in Chulin tells us that what? A person who is what? Shutuf with a guy is what, Rabbi Isai? Is Chayiv. Is Chayiv. He learns the Gemara Kapshuto, not like the Mordechai. So that would, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger's Cheshman, that would hold that the Rashba is of the opinion, like Rashi and Shabbat in Psachim, that you don't need Bailus when it comes to Mezuzah, and even a Seicher would be Chayiv Mezuzah. Yet if you see and you open up the Rashba in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Rashba himself says that we learn the Gemara Kapshuto, Biyado Lafkirim, not like the fancy way I just defended Rashi with, that it's not lack of dira when it comes to Hefker, but the Rashba says that from here you learn, Biyado Lafkirim, that a Socher is Potter Minat Torah, and we darshan a second Beischa that you need to be owners on the house. So that seems to be the Farish, not like the Cheshbin, of Rebbe Kiva Eger. So Yosef was suggesting that maybe one could be distinguished against Rebbe Kiva Eger. What do you want to say, Yosef?
But what's the difference between Shutvus of a guy and Shutvus of a, with a Jew? In both cases, you don't have complete ownership.
So you're asking.
I'm asking Rebbe Kiva Eger.
So yeah. The answer is that at least over there, there's no hafgah from the mitzvah. Each, over here, you have two ingredients that create a chiyuv. So you're right. It's not necessarily going to be a sole ownership, but no one said that it can't be divided. But as long as all of the elements are a bar hachi in the mitzvah, so that could be, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. That could create a chiyuv through a partial, you giving in a little bit and I'm giving in a little bit, and then we create a chiyuv mezuzah biyachad through our connection. When it comes to a guy, the guy is totally mufka from this mitzvah. So the guy is mufka from this mitzvah, so then what? So then one Rebbe Kiva Eger is assuming that there's a lack of chiyuv in that matzah. So how could you, Rebbe say, once Rebbe Kiva Eger's kashya makes sense, Rebbe Kiva Eger, I'm not saying Rebbe Kiva Eger is not a stabber, I just have a kasha on it from adding up the rashbas. But Rebbe Kiva Eger makes sense that if you need bailus, so you're lacking over here, Rebbe say, how would you defend the rashba from the Taina of Rebbe Kiva Eger? If you hold you need Beischa, If you hold, you need ownership. So why are you mechayim for your shutta for the gun? But again, we only say shmir is relevant, and that was the kesef mishnah that I put on the Maran Promos today with the Rambam Rabbi side. Once the mitzvah exists, but if the mitzvah doesn't exist fundamentally, you don't need shmir.
Even since the yid is still darshan and he still needs shmira, he should be
fine. So basically, what are you saying, Julian? That there is a base dira there. There is a base fund. There is ownership. Who says that I have to own it completely? As long as I own, so then mail, that creates the fee of the mitzvah. And the mail, I have to be shemir. The only thing the Rashi was saying is that there's no ownership. There's no Jew that owns this. So then there's never going to be a fee of mitzvah to begin with. That's what the Rashi was talking about. A case of Hefker, there's no Bible. A case of Sirus, there's no Bible that's being darbed. So therefore, I'm not going to be chayiv. So that's the way you're going to address all of the different shittas in the Rishonim and how to get out of all of the kashas. Some gemaras are more mashal like this, some gemaras are more mashal like that, and you have to touch up the gemara according to all the Rishonim. But really, the main sugya really emanates out of our gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and shittas HaTosfos also sounds like the way he does in the second day against Rashi in Menachos on Daf Menda. Allah l'maaseh, Rabbi say what comes out. So here's what comes out, very interesting. So if you look in a, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Yisai, it comes out exactly like the way we've been presenting, the way we've been quoting, is that a Seicher, which many of you will be in Mirtz Hashem, in the outset of your building of your houses, some of you are already there, that you'll be renting before you make your first purchase. And again, please, when you make your first purchase, remember not to delay 30 days, and you have to put it up right away, because you are a Bailim and you are not a Seif. Good. So, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. After 30 days, you put it on. So yesterday, we quoted the Shaila about whether or not you can do it early. Fine. Is there a Shaila? The Sufikim and Tasmanah? Good. But is there something different, potentially, Bizman Hazim? So I alluded to this when Julian pointed out the Rashi Menachos, but are there a few other Svaras to possibly suggest otherwise? The post can raise the following Shaila. Number one, over here, you have a contract. You have a contract that you're going to live even more than 30 days. So couldn't one possibly argue that already that bailus and that dar is already recognizable because we know that you're going to live here for a long time because that's what it said on the contract. It's not like, you know, we're going to take it, you know, day by day and we're going to see. And then, you know, if you happen to have been living there for 30 days, okay, this already starts to, resemble ownership, and it looks like your ownership. It resembles ownership because we did a contract, and there are no contracts that are less than 30 days. That's already a suggestion of poskim just from the fact that the contract signifies and resembles a chovas hadar already that potentially, again, albeit midrabana, but it might already kick in. Even the marasayim might kick in right away. In addition, we pointed out, actually Julian pointed out, if you look at Rashi in Menachos, when he distinguishes why is 30 days relevant, so Rashi, again, I'm not backing down that 30 days is relevant because you're not a dar before 30 days. But why is it that you're not a dar before 30 days? Because you think that the master might back out of it. So that's another reason why Bizman Hazeh, that might change, because that whole svara says, a bunch of the posts can say, that whole svara of the bailim, the concern that the bailim might back out, doesn't necessarily apply today, because he can't back out once there's a contract that's signed, and that option doesn't exist anymore, so that might put a chiyu immediately on day number one. For a vaysite, then there's another issue that the Rishonim bring up, that has ramifications even outside of Hilchot Mezuzah. You look in the Rush, in the end of the first paragraph, Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Rush says, the Gemara presents the fact that we don't usually assume that Sphiris is common. And when a person is Seicher, that makes him a violin on the property, the Gemara says Sphiris is low common. However, the Rush quotes from Rishonim that say, but you do have to recognize that there is Din of the Malchus. There is the Minig HaMedina. And Bizman HaZeh, what? If you are a renter, and the Bible and you're a Soichra and you're a renter, and the Bible wants to kick you out, he doesn't have that ability according to Dina D'Malchus Adina. So it could be that right away you'd be chayev because of the element of Dina D'Malchus Adina, because of that field. Now, I'm just throwing out there a possibility, and again, it's a possibility, that would it be possible to use any of these later svaras and say that maybe even the chiyuv of socher would be what? According to this last svara, is it possible to say that now since tiras is kanya, this mana says, so then what? So then I might even be chayav what? Need the o dice? Because now I have a kinyan. Now it's not just a chiyuv of spheres, but again, that would only be if you could have bent over here and you could see bilus, even according to the other sheets of the Rishonim that say a sofer is always going to be put to be the rice, not like Rashi, but over here, since you have some spheres kanya, maybe bizman hazeh, that creates a chiyuv right away. So now I will follow in shayla rabosai, and you're all going to have the shayla. Pretty much everyone has the shayla. When do I put up my mezuzah? So, if we look up Shulchan Aruch, the answer is after 30 days. After 30 days, you put up a mezuzah, don't put it on before him. Why? Because you're going to lose the bracha. And you get into that shiloh yesterday of Tassav Alamana Asay, of putting up a tour, fine. So those are reasons not to do it. But now, not so plusha, because now I have a few different arguments that, well, they're saying Bizman HaZeh, either because of Rashi in the Menachos, because he's going to be closer, or because of the contract, because of the poskim, or because of Skiris Kana Din Machusavina, maybe I'm Chayav Mia. So, most of the poskim say it's the same halacha, it doesn't change. But Rav Shechter, Rav Shaft, and a few other poskim, I think I was told also the Mamim Tzvi Rebbe, Zech Tzadik of Parashat Bracha, used to poskim like this as well, say the following, and the Pistei Achoshim, and the Rav Loi in his Chayav Sadar, Pistei Achoshim, he poskims like this as well. A lot of poskim. I found a lot of poskim that are Chayash. And I tell people to do this. But bottom line on my sleeve was on as it. Put it up right away as if you're buying the apartment. Right? Once you move stuff in, once you're dar, that's when you should put it up. I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure these svaras are correct. The pashtus in the sugyas is that what? I'm actually putter until 30 days. So I'm going to tell you, put it up. Don't make a brachia. This is what I tell people. This is what I did myself. Don't make a brachia. At the end of 30 days, take down all your mezuzahs and now put them back up with a bracha. So now you're not going to have the minchasin of shiloh. You're not going to have the shiloh of the bracha. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to hide myself in a bracha. I'm going to put, just like Rav Loi said, if the mezuzah checks and it's off for a night or whatever, a significant time, there's a hefsik, or the mezuzah falls down, I have to put it up with a bracha if I put it back up. So too, if I take it down, and I'm going to put it on right now, I'm doing it, I'll das to do it, fine. So that's chayav in a bracha. So that's what I'm going to do. And you put it on, you know, you try not to damage the paint, whatever it is, and that's what you should do, even in a case of spheres. In order to take care of this entire sugya, and our bicep, that is the close of our sugya. Yeah, Jeremy.
So, let's get there.
No, not make a bracha. They say don't make a bracha because we're chayshish. But they say, but we also are very chayshish that you're chayiv. So how are we going to have a cake and eat it too? How are we going to do compromise? Put it up without a bracha, then take it down and put it up again after 30 days that you're chayiv in a bracha according to everyone. But Rabbi say, yehei mashiyeh at the end of our sugya, whether or not a soicher is going to be a mass fakus in the shayla of socher, is it going to be chayv deraisa? Is it going to be chayv derabanan? That's going to be totally on our major machlokas we're showing him throughout our sugya, and that's the close of the sugya.
Do you need a hefsek when you put that back on for the second time, or is it the das that you're putting it on with the bracha, like for this whole thing that you're actually doing? So now is that considered to, like this, like the new thing, so you don't actually even have sake? Because normally you need a hefsek to have
talis. All right, so a talis you take down, and you're doing it in order to put it back up, so you'd be chayv. You would not be chayv to make a bracha.
Right.
It's aldasim. So now you're asking, when it comes to mezuzah, so why? Since you're going to put it back right away,
do you need
a chuyuv to be mafsik in zman in order to chayv you in a bracha? So I don't think so, because you never had it in for the bracha to begin with. So now I want to be mechayev me my bracha.
And doesn't that negate the whole time
But the point is, by the talus, the bracha is still shayach when I made a bracha originally. But if I never made it in the first place, so then now. Oh, so if you have a clause, then you lose Julian Thrashi. Then you also have to, you might also lose the Russian Avodah Zarah, because that is the Dina Mafusa Dina, and that clause is much different. There's for sure Marasayin. So you for sure be Chayav Rabbanan after 30 days. He's asking in terms of even before 30 days. So I think then you lose everything. Right. The thing is, you'd still have the first Svara that there's Mar. Oh, that's what you were saying by Marasayin. You'd still have that you look like an owner right away because you're planning on being there for longer. You don't have the other two Svaras.
That wouldn't be
Deraisa, right? That would be the Rabban, right? No, but still, that might be a field. Still, it might have a field. Yeah. Hey, the Rabban. Yeah. Yes, so you might have that. That's where you might only have one out of the three stars. All right, Rabbi Sai? Okay, Mirza Shem. So, what are we doing? We're continuing by the Rabbi Sai, and we have to talk.